were quadroon balls. Elegance in St. Louis. Laced mulattoes, gambling down the Mississippi to Memphis, New Orleans, and okra crepes near the bayou, where the poor white trash would sing alone in strange liquid tones of the streets. Satiate had heard these things. She pushed the clinging delta dust with painted toes. Creole Carnival was playing Natchez. Satiate, Egyptian goddess of creativity, second millennium, threw her heavy hair in a coil over her neck. The recording of history spread crimson oil on her cheeks, waxed her eyebrows, and unconsciously slugged the last hard whiskey in the glass. The broken mirror she used to decorate her face made her forehead tilt backwards, her cheeks appear sunken. Satiate had learned to make allowances for the distortions, but the heavy dust of the Delta left a tinge of grit and darkness on every one of her dresses. Satiate was anxious to get back to St. Louis. The dirt there didn't crawl from the earth into your soul. At least in St. Louis, the grime was store-bought, secondhand. Satiate could hear redneck whoops and slapping on the back. She gathered her sparsely sequined skirt and made her face immobile, like Nefertiti, approaching her own tomb.